Here we are back on a Monday. Hope you spent great quality time over the weekend with those that you love the most. The accountability phase is going to be easy. They're admitting to their crimes now. January 23rd, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, last week was the World Economic Forum Summit for Satan and his minions in Davos, Switzerland. It's one of the first times in 3 years that the forum was actually held at its traditional time in midwinter. Yet the last time that Davos was held at the right time was January of 2020, 2 months before COVID lockdown swept the world. And in fact, even then, before COVID-19 was even called COVID-19, Moderna was bragging about developing a vaccine for it.
The last time we were here in Davos in the winter, it was January of 2020.
Yeah.
And I saw you at that point, and we were at a breakfast right over here at the Belvedere.
I remember.
And you came up to me in this small room, and you were talking about how you had actually, you were working on a vaccine for COVID. And at that point, COVID-19 didn't even really exist in our minds. We were just hearing about the
virus. I think there was no name at that time.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. It didn't have a name. I mean, we didn't even know about it. So that was then. Moderna knew that this sudden pandemic was their ticket to the big time. And so last week, that company's CEO, Stefan Bansal, was bragging that he wants to build an mRNA factory on every continent and work with China to distribute the company's vaccines all over the place. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair called for building digital infrastructure, meaning building a digital prison, meant for mass surveillance technology to monitor who's vaccinated and who isn't, not just for COVID, but for all mRNA vaccines in the future. The chairman of Siemens, the German engineering firm, called for 1 billion people around the world to stop eating meat. Yeah, that's to fight climate change. This is why the World Economic Forum matters. More than anywhere else, it's where the people who run the world feel the most empowered to just publicly brag about what they're planning to do and about how they want to strip away our freedoms and individual liberty so that they can feel more powerful and more righteous. And that's just what they say publicly. But by far the most important part of Davos is what happens in private, at those dinner parties and networking events. And who knows what else is happening where there aren't cameras and reporters. Speaking of which, there were several hundred prostitutes flown into Davos for the forum as well. Don't be surprised if the forum is a great place to collect blackmail material and spread the clap. Michael Wilkerson is CEO of Fairfax Africa and chairman of the board of the charity Water. He was previously a managing director at Lazard and the author of Stormwall, Observations on America in Peril, as well as Why America Matters, The Case for a New Exceptionalism. And he joins us now. Michael, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Too good to be with you.
So is this a parallel UN? I mean, what gives these parasites the presumptive authority to make these decisions on behalf of world citizens?
Well, the WEF has been around for a long time. They've gotten increasingly bolder in pursuing their agenda. The good news is they're at least now explaining what they're up to and what they're doing. You know, at its heart, the WEF is technocratic, elitist, but most importantly, it's about dissolving the nation state. From the very beginning, the idea was that democracy wasn't going to work in the future, and they needed to come up with something better. The founder, Klaus Schwab, saw COVID-19 as an opportunity to push forward the WEF's agenda, which included giving governments more power to surveil citizens, to break down walls of national borders, and to increase the kinds of surveillance that you were just describing, including around vaccines, lockdowns, all the things that that came out of really a Chinese model of totalitarian control.
Yeah, including what you're able to view on your television set. We all have these smart TVs hanging from our wall, but they're basically as useful as a paperweight if you're not able to access the apps that you want, thereby scanning your QR code, and then you'll have state-approved information only after the internet goes dark. I mean, this sounds really hyperbolic, but how far away from reality is a prediction like that?
Well, it's not far away at all. These technologies exist. It's a question of how and when they're being deployed. Again, you know, and I write about this in my book, Why America Matters, that this period, the pandemic era, the lockdowns, everything else, was the moment in time where governments around the world sought to explore the possibilities of applying these technologies. You saw it, as you said, with vaccine passports, with COVID tracking, all these other things. The concern is the technology exists. If a technology exists, governments are going to try to find a way to use it unless there's a constraint on their power. That is part of what the WEF is undermining by undermining, you know, things that they see as dark and threatening, like patriotism, the love for one's country, the belief that your country has borders and those should be respected. These things are hostile to the globalist agenda. And that is the battle that we are in today.
You know, and it's not limited just to your smart TV either. Let's talk about smart refrigerators, for example. You won't be able to access your food. They don't want you eating meat anyways. You've all know Noah Harari, whatever his name is, you know, Satan Jr. He was bragging about the ability to actually hack humans at the World Economic Forum Summit. He said, humans should, quote, get used to the idea that we're no longer mysterious souls, but that we're now, quote, hackable animals. So what does the world look like if Harari and these other lizard things get their way?
Well, I believe he also called us humans primordial slime. I may be confounding him with somebody else, but certainly he is part of a group of people that don't believe that there is a God in the universe. And when there's no God in your universe, you believe that you're free to do whatever you want. You know, again, going back to why America matters, you know, we were founded, this nation was founded on the belief that God was there, that he had given us unalienable rights that couldn't be taken away by the sovereign, by government, by bureaucracies, all those things, but that we had to live in accordance and respond appropriately. A world like that is a world, you know, a world without religion is a world without morality. A world without morality is a world without trust. And a world without trust is one in which a democracy, a republic like ours, cannot function without that presence of something greater than ourselves.
You know, Michael, you said that the World Economic Forum empowers governments, but don't they kind of make governments obsolete? Because they're basically saying that they are going to be the international body that governs all of humanity.
That's right. So think about it in two steps. The first step is that those governments have to be the actor, the arms and legs of the policy to take away the rights of citizens. But ultimately, yes, you are also right that they don't believe that those governments should be acting independently, doing what's best for their
country. So why don't these governments, namely the United States of America's government, tell them to F off?
Well, it depends on who's in power, because there are many people in power today who agree with these policies and who have been acting towards them for a number of years. And
speak to this. Speak to this real quick, Michael. There are only thousands of these psychopaths, okay? There are billions of people that want to embrace individual liberty. As you said, they support patriotism. They love their own country. They love their borders. They've been injected with a bioweapon. We're going to be talking about a Rasmussen poll. Even a lot of those that are injected now realize that this is a bioweapon, that it's responsible for killing countless people who are dropping dead, dying suddenly all over the place. There was a documentary, Died Suddenly, that aired on this network that we put together and produced for the people. So, I mean, when 5 billion people realize that they've been injected with this bioweapon, will there be any safe place for the evil people who perpetuated this to hide?
Well, I think there needs to be, there is, as you described, we're getting greater and greater transparency. With transparency needs to come accountability.
Yes.
This is both government agencies and pharmaceutical companies. The tens of billions of dollars that were made in profits around these vaccines is ill-gotten gain, for sure. Now, of course, they were given immunity by the governments around the world, that they could not be pursued or prosecuted, et cetera, for any damages that came of this. But I don't think this story is over, both in terms of what we're learning about the dangerous adverse effects, but also we do need to pursue it. We needed to run it to ground to understand what actually happened.
Yeah, we're starting to understand that these aren't adverse events or, you know, unexpected side effects, but that these are intended consequences for a bioweapon that was intentionally unleashed on humanity. And, you know, congressionally, they can try to talk about all the immunity that they want, but I think that you would agree there's no state law that gives a company or private individuals immunity from criminal consequence for manufacturing or unleashing or releasing a weapon of biowarfare, which, according to their patents, and the patents were used across all of the COVID-19 mRNA injections, it's exactly what they are. What was happening in Davos behind closed doors, not out in front of cameras where reporters were present?
Well, I assume that they were worshiping at the altar of their religion, which is climate change and a climate crisis. You know, they have their own religion. It's a parallel universe. Original sin is fossil fuels and capitalism in general. They have their saints, the Gretas of the world, and they have their eschatology, which is the climate apocalypse. So they have redesigned a secular religion where it no longer is about the science behind, are these things true, are these things happening, but you must take them on faith. And the only way to accomplish the objective then is for nations to repent of and renounce traditional sources of energy to pursue this green utopia that is neither practical nor realistic. And it's leading us towards a climate cliff because nations around the world are giving up their natural resources. We see it in Europe. We see it here in the United States. And it's a disaster.
They're doing this without the permission of They're citizens. They're doing it here in the United States, completely ignoring the wishes of Americans because we have a uniparty crime syndicate. We don't have a real representative constitutional republic. You know, we don't even have real elections anymore. They're all stolen right out in front of, you know, millions of people right in broad daylight. So we've talked about the accountability phase of all of this on this program ad nauseum. We've mentioned citizen grand juries. We've mentioned a precedent for a Nuremberg-type military tribunals we've mentioned. We've talked about attorneys general who absolutely have the authority to go and get these people and extradite them back to their state, round them up like the criminals that they are, to have them face this jury or panel or court, you know, type situation. What do you think in the way of accountability? What sounds right to you?
Well, we have to pursue it on all fronts. And it's a good sign that we're seeing congressional committees hearings being established. I think that's the place to start. Shareholders need to hold the corporations accountable. We've got to get at this from all fronts. So I don't think there's one answer. I think we need a diversity of approaches. I do believe that what we're seeing happening is the metaphor is a snowball. We're only seeing the first few bits of the roll. It's going to get bigger. We're going to see a lot more things attached to it as it comes down the hill. And I would suggest looking out below, because when it hits, it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. I'm going to pop plenty of popcorn for those events. Get the book, Why America Matters, The Case for a New Exceptionalism by Michael Wilkerson. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, always great to have you. So protect yourself against the inevitable World Economic Forum great financial reset. Yeah, resetting banking accounts to zero, checking accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts, retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs. If you have 50 grand or more saved up for your retirement, which doesn't seem like a lot of money these days, but it's a lot to lose. So protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. GoldCo has helped countless Americans to protect themselves against this great financial reset, which also includes, by the way, criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, forever wars, enriching the military-industrial complex and the parasites in the D.C. Beltway. No more. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Guys, it's just a fact. It's harder to build muscle as you get older, and many men are starting to feel the effects of low T. That's why V-Shred and Sculpt Nation, two of the biggest fitness brands in the industry, have been helping guys in their 30s, 40s, and even 60s get their vitality and energy back with a potent blend of nutrients inside of Test Boost Max. Go to testboostmax.com/Stu. Just like every other product on this show, it's something that I use, that I believe in, and that works for me. I would highly recommend that you go to testboostmax.com/Stu.